Anka Mulder is the Vice President for Education and Operations at the Delft University of Technology in the Netherlands. Her particular interests include the quality of and access to education, as she has been actively involved in the development and promotion of online learning worldwide. Thank you for agreeing to speak with us. In your presentation here at OED, you use some very interesting analogies in describing how universities can act as brokers to better serve students in the future. Would you please expand on that?
I think if you look at the taxi world or the hotel world, I think everybody knows how important Airbnb and Uber have become. And the funny thing is that, you know, they don't have taxis, they don't have hotels, they don't employ taxi drivers, but they have the data. And I think something similar may happen to higher education. More and more of our information is online. A lot of information is known about learner. Everybody is on LinkedIn. So the question is, will there be something like an Uber in higher education? And who will that be? I think a potential candidate could be LinkedIn or Facebook. But I'm hoping that we as universities, as institutions ourselves, that we will be the Uber in the future of higher education.
Do universities have any particular assets in this role as brokers?
I think what we need to do as universities, one thing is that we have to become much more professional about big data, because this is the strong point of Facebook or Amazon or dating services, and it shouldn't be too difficult for us to develop that sort of professionalism as well. I think that's one step. And the other thing that we should do as universities is become more professional in the way we give services to students. So more personal education, personalized education, 24/7 services, those sort of things.
You described the University MOOC Alliance in your presentation. Can you tell us a bit more about that idea?
What we now have worldwide is a few thousand MOOCs, and they're open to everybody. And the funny thing is that our own students don't use them. And the reason for that is because they don't get credit for it. So what I'm trying to find out is what could be the next step to in the MOOC movement to make sure that we will be able to give credit for MOOCs to our own students and perhaps to students from other universities. So I think that's quite hard, because there are a lot of issues to be solved. Financial issues, because we have very different higher education financial different systems. The other thing is, what is the value of a particular MOOC? So how long is it? Is it a first year or a third year course? And I think one of the very important things is trust. Now, if you look at the airline industry, you see that a series of alliances have emerged once competition grew. And one of these alliances is the Star Alliance, in which Lufthansa is active. So if you buy a ticket from Lufthansa, you can, within this alliance, you can fly anywhere with a quality airline company, and you know it's safe. So I think those are words that we should also have in higher education and using MOOCs. So what I'm now trying to do is see if I can set up some sort of an alliance of peer universities to see if we can do just that, if we can together with like 6 or 10 universities experiment with giving credits for MOOCs between our institutions.
Have you considered a Canadian partner in this alliance?
We have, and that is UBC, for very pragmatic reasons. Well, A, it's a very good university. B, it's also in edX, that's the platform which we are active as well. And thirdly, because we, as TU Delft, we have an MOU with them to exchange real students, so not online, but live. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and that helps, that we already know each other. And I'm hoping that they will be on board as well, so they're interested. And, you know, we don't have any concrete results yet, but together with this group of 6 universities, we're going to experiment and see how we can take the next step.
Thank you very much for this. You have given us some interesting models and challenges to think about.
You're very welcome.